I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is extending a state tax credit for the film industry. It's meant to convince studios to shoot more TV shows and movies in Illinois. Dick Wolf created shows like Chicago Fire and Chicago PD. He says it can be a challenge to convince actors to film in Chicago because of the weather, but he gave props to the people who work on his shows and live in the city.
It can be a long winter, and they never, ever lose their enthusiasm. It's unbelievable, and that's a credit to the city that they, they could move to California. There are a lot of very, very talented crew, and they want to be here.
Next month, the film Candyman from writer Jordan Peele is scheduled to film in Chicago. In other news, Illinois state government is getting a slightly better assessment from one of the major credit rating agencies. Brian Mackey has more.
Fitch Ratings had Illinois' budgetary outlook as negative. Now they've upgraded that to stable. But Illinois' debt still has the worst rating of any state in the nation, the lowest score one can have and still be considered a good investment. Eric Kim is Fitch's lead analyst for Illinois.
Right now, the state has been committing to spending money on things and providing services that it doesn't really have all the money to pay for.
Illinois' budget was only balanced because the state received an unexpected tax windfall in April. Fitch says if Illinois wants its rating to improve, it needs to pay off old bills and demonstrate it can live within its means. I'm Brian Mackey.
Illinois lawmakers say they'll investigate the use of a loophole in the state's guardianship law. Wealthy families took advantage of it to qualify their children for college financial aid. Recent reports show some parents transferred guardianship of their children to friends or relatives to make it appear they came from poorer backgrounds. U of I officials reported the scheme after finding several cases there. Members of the House Higher Education Committee scheduled an August 8th meeting to look into the practice. Democratic State Representative LaShawn Ford said it was outrageous that some families, wealthy families, decided to game the system at the expense of those who truly need help affording an education. Governor Pritzker joined the chorus of state and national officials blasting the practice. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. A 15-month-long grassroots study on how to enhance the World Shooting and Recreational Complex and Pyramid State Recreation Area is complete. For the future, the recommendations will be released soon. The work was facilitated by SIUC Interim Chancellor John Dunn and SIUC's Office of Innovation and Economic Development. That office's Interim Executive Director, Lynn Anderson Lindbergh, says the study was not done in a top-down manner. Amelia Blakely has more.
Southern Illinois University Carbondale's Innovation and Economic Development Office's Lynn Anderson Lindbergh says strategic plans were created by a task force of park users and business owners. Lindbergh says the economic development of Randolph County, the home of Pyramid State Park and the shooting complex, is intertwined with the recreational spaces.
It's not just the economic impact, it's also the quality of life.
Lindbergh says places with a lot of state-owned property need other businesses to keep property taxes low for taxpayers.
We want to look at both of these state facilities as assets, not as a drain, but as an actual way to improve the economy of the counties and communities that are supported.
The presentation is at 4 p.m. August 5th at the World Shooting Recreational Complex Main Event Center in Sparta. This is WSIU, and I'm Amelia Blakely.
A Williamson County man could spend decades behind bars after being convicted of criminal sexual assault charges. The Williamson County State's Attorney's Office says 39-year-old Brad Trent was convicted on two counts of criminal sexual assault earlier this week. I'm Jennifer Fuller.